Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. Remember, my Avram Goldhar, and today Maseches Nedarim, Daf Ayin, the 10th Perek, Nar Hamarasa. So the three dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbah on the previous daf asks, if one said Kaim Lichia Yom, it is confirmed for you today. Do we say implicit in his words is the converse, and it is revoked for you tomorrow, which the Gemara now assumes would be valid? Rabbah then asks, if one said Mufar Lichia Lamachar, is revoked for you tomorrow. Do we say imply that today it would be confirmed and it can no longer be revoked? Or do we say that since he did not explicitly confirm for today, the revocation is valid? The Ran notes that the Gemara here considers that if he would say both expressly, then that it would be confirmed, the opposite of the assumption in the first inquiry. And if this case is considered confirmed, then what if he said, Kaim lechi sha'ah, confirm for you for an hour? Is it as if he said the implied revoked after an hour or not? Point number two, a final inquiry is posed. If we say Kaim Lechila Shah, confirmed for you for an hour, is not considered revoked because the implied afar was not expressed, what if he explicitly said, confirmed for you for an hour and then revoked after an hour? Does the temporary hakama make the netter confirmed, or is the hafar afterwards valid since it was on the same day? The Gemara suggests a proof from a Mishnah. If a woman became a Nazira and her husband said, and I, which means he accepts Naziras like her, then he can no longer revoke her Naziras because basing his Naziras on hers is an act of Hakama. But, the Gemara argues, if a temporary Hakama would allow for a Hafara thereafter, why can he not revoke her Naziras after this automatic confirmation? The Gemara rejects the proof because it's possible that his saying, and I, is like a permanent Hakama. And point number three, the next Mishnah teaches that the father and husband each have an advantage in Hafara. If the father dies, the right to revoke Nedarim is not transferred to the husband. But if the husband dies, the right to revoke Nedarim is transferred to the father. It then teaches the relative advantage of the husband. That the husband can revoke her Nedarim after she reaches Bagrus, the state of maturity, following Narus, and the father cannot. The Gemara asks, what case is being referred to? It cannot mean that the husband can now revoke Nedarim made while she was a Nar Arusa, because just as the husband cannot revoke those Nedarim when the father dies, so too when she reaches Bagrus, which likewise removes her from the father's domain. Those Nedarim cannot be revoked by the husband. Rather, the Mishnah means that Nedarim made as a Bogeres Arusa, after she reaches the time of Nesuin, and the husband must support her, can be revoked by the husband although she's still an Arusa. The Gemara explains the necessity of this Mishnah and the one on Dav Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, which both teach this principle. So once again, the three points are number one. Rabbah on the previous Daf asked, if one said, Kaim Lichi Hayom, it is confirmed for you today, do we say implicit in his words is the converse and it is revoked for you tomorrow, which the Gemara now assumes would be valid? Rabbah then asks, if one said, Mufar Lichi Lamachar, is revoked for you tomorrow, do we say imply that today it would be confirmed and it can no longer be revoked? Or do we say that since he did not explicitly confirm for today, the revocation is valid? The Ran notes that the Gemara here considers that if he would say both expressly, then that it would be confirmed, the opposite of the assumption in the first inquiry. And if this case is considered confirmed, then what if he said, Kaim lechi sha'ah, confirm for you for an hour? Is it as if he said the implied revoked after an hour or not? Point number two, a final inquiry is posed. If we say Kaim lechi sha'ah, confirm for you for an hour, is not considered revoked because the implied afar was not expressed, what if he explicitly said, confirm for you for an hour and then revoked after an hour? Does the temporary hakama make the netter confirmed, or is the hafar afterwards valid since it was on the same day? The Gemara suggests a proof from a Mishnah. If a woman became a Nazira and her husband said, and I, which means he accepts Naziras like her, then he can no longer revoke her Naziras because basing his Naziras on hers is an act of hakama. But, the Gemara argues, if a temporary hakama would allow for a hafara thereafter, why can he not revoke her Naziras after this automatic confirmation? The Gemara rejects the proof because it's possible that his saying, and I, is like a permanent hakama. And point number three, the next Mishnah teaches that the father and husband each have an advantage in hafara. If the father dies, the right to revoke Nedarim is not transferred to the husband. But if the husband dies, the right to revoke Nedarim is transferred to the father. It then teaches the relative advantage of the husband. That the husband can revoke her Nedarim after she reaches Bagrus, the state of maturity, following Narus, and the father cannot. The Gemara asks, what case is being referred to? It cannot mean that the husband can now revoke Nadarim made while she was a Nara Arusa, because just as the husband cannot revoke those Nadarim when the father dies, so too when she reaches Bagrus, which likewise removes her from the father's domain. Those Nadarim cannot be revoked by the husband. Rather, the Mishnah means that Nadarim made as a Bogeres Arusa, after she reaches the time of Nisuin, and the husband must support her, can be revoked by the husband although she's still an Arusa. The Gemara explains the necessity of this Mishnah and the one on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, which both teach this principle. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Ayin, and here we have a new Siman alert. A new Siman alert. The former Siman for Ayin has been retired. We are no longer using it. We're using a new Siman. The new Siman is Eye Doctor. Very simple. Ayin is an eye doctor. That's our Siman moving forward. The former Siman has been retired to the Zichru archives. So here we go. The confused receptionist at the eye doctor's office, who told the young patient that her appointment was confirmed for her today, which might mean it's revoked for her tomorrow, and that her appointment was confirmed for her for an hour, and revoked after an hour, suggested that perhaps she should speak to her father and chassan, who each have an advantage over the other, regarding hafara. Once again, in slow motion. The confused receptionist at the eye doctor's office. Eye doctor's office? That must mean we're on Daf Ayin. Eye doctor. The confused receptionist at the eye doctor's office, who told the young patient that her appointment was confirmed for her today, which might mean it's revoked for her tomorrow, which reminds us, Rabbah had asked, if one said, Kaim l'chi hayom, it is confirmed for you today, do we say implicit in his words is the converse, and it is revoked for you tomorrow, which the Gemara now assumes would be valid. He then asked, if one said, Mufar l'chi l'machar, it is revoked for you tomorrow, do we say imply that today it would be confirmed, and it can no longer be revoked? Or do we say that since he did not explicitly confirm for today, the revocation is valid? So the confused receptionist at the eye doctor's office who told the young patient that her appointment was confirmed for her today, which might mean it is revoked for her tomorrow, and that her appointment was confirmed for her for an hour, and revoked after an hour, which reminds us a final inquiry was posed. If we say, Kaim l'chilu shah, that confirmed for you an hour is not considered revoked because the implied hafar was not expressed, what if he explicitly said, confirmed for you for an hour, and revoked after an hour? Does the temporary akama make the neder confirmed, or is the hafar afterwards valid since it was on the same day? So the confused receptionist at the eye doctor's office, who told the young patient that her appointment was confirmed for her today, which might mean it is revoked for her tomorrow, and that her appointment was confirmed for her for an hour, and revoked after an hour, suggested that perhaps she should speak to her father and chassan, who each have an advantage over the other, regarding hafara, which reminds us. The next mission teaches that the father and husband each have an advantage in hafara. Mesa av lo nisrok na rishus lebal. If the father dies, the right to revoke nedarim is not transferred to the husband. Mesa bal nisrok na rishus lebal. But if the husband dies, the right to revoke nedarim is transferred to the father. It then teaches the relative advantage of the husband, shabal mefer beveger, that the husband can revoke her nedarim after she reaches bagrus, and the father cannot. So once again, the confused receptionist at the eye doctor's office, who told the young patient that her appointment was confirmed for her today, which might mean it is revoked for her tomorrow, and that her appointment was confirmed for her for an hour, and revoked after an hour, suggested that perhaps she should speak to her father and chassan, who each have an advantage over the other, regarding hafara. All right, so now it's time for four blah blah chazara. Daf samach vav. So the simmer daf samach vav is related to sewing, and we use a tailor. So here goes. The tailor, that must be more daf samach vav. So, the tailor who required two heterim for his two independent nadarim, saying, what I benefit from my apprentice is like a carbon, and what I benefit from my seamstress is like a carbon, which reminds us, the Mishnah makes several distinctions about the principle of neter shehuter miksasu huter kulo, that a neter which is partially nullified is nullified entirely. The third case was if he said, shani nene lezeh carbon lezeh carbon, what I benefit from this person is like a carbon, and from this person is like a carbon, tzrichim peslecho echov echod, we require an opening for each one of them, because by saying like a carbon regarding each person, they are independent nadarim and require their own heter. So the tailor who required two heterim for his two independent nadarim, saying, what I benefit from my apprentice is like a carbon, and what I benefit from my seamstress is like a carbon, was so impressed by the new gold tooth that his poor daughter received from the rabbi, which reminds us of the case with Rabbi Shmuel, where a man vowed benefit from his niece because of her appearance. The Gemara explained she was missing a tooth. And after Rabbi Shmuel beautified her by providing her a false tooth of gold, he presented her to uncle and said, Beni mezon nedarta, my son, is it from this one you vowed? The man said no, and Rabbi Shmuel permitted the neder. He then wept and said, Benos Yisrael knows him, Benos Yisrael beautiful, but poverty makes him homely. So the tailor who acquired two hetairim for his two independent nadarim saying, what I benefit from my apprentice is like a carbon, and what I benefit from my seamstress is like a carbon, was so impressed by the new gold tooth that his poor daughter received from the rabbi that he told his wife, I forbid you from entering my tailor shop until you give a taste of your food to the rabbi. Which reminds us, a man once forbade his wife from benefiting from him until she gave a taste of her food to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Despite the indignity, Rabbi Yehuda tasted it, saying that it's a kal vachomer. If to make shalom between a man and his wife, the Torah said, Shmisha nichta b'kedusha yimachu ahamayim amarim v'safek, my name which was written in kedusha should be erased into the afflictive waters given to the sota, even where it's a safek, if it will save the marriage, v'ani alachas kama v'kama, then I, all the more so, should subject myself to this dishonor to save their marriage. Rabbi Shimon didn't taste it because he held differently. Daf Samach Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. The Nahamarasa, who was hosting a Hafara barbecue, that must mean we're on Daf Samach Zayin, sizzling barbecue. The Nahamarasa was hosting a Hafara barbecue, where a father and chassan intended to jointly be mefer her neder, which reminds Gemara teaches that a father and husband jointly revoke nedarim of a nara who is an arusa. So the Nahamarasa was hosting a Hafara barbecue, where a father and chassan intended to jointly be mefer her neder, was so upset when she heard her chassan initially confirmed it before trying to retract his confirmation. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a case regarding a father and a chassan where one was made from the neder and the other confirmed it, and he retracted it and sought an annulment of his confirmation, rendering the confirmation void. So the Nar HaMarasa was hosting a Hafara barbecue, where her father and chassan intended to jointly be made for her neder, was so upset when she heard her chassan initially confirmed it before trying to retract his confirmation, that she tore down the banner with the pasuk, V'imayut yeli ish unedareha aleha, which reminds us, Rabba's source for the joint Hafara of the neder of a Nar HaMarasa is the pasuk, V'imayut yeli ish unedareha aleha, and if she will be married to a man and her vows are upon her, and her husband will hear and revoke her vow. Daf Samaches. So the simmer Daf Samaches is Schach, and we often use sukkah for the simmon. So here goes. The Nar HaMarasa was sitting in a sukkah, that must be on Daf Samaches, Schach. The Nar HaMarasa was sitting in a sukkah which had a light-up decoration of the words Ben Ish LeIshto, juxtaposed to the words Ben Av LeBito, which reminds us, the Academy of Rabbi Shmuel provided an alternate source for the joint hafar of the father and husband of a Na'ara who's an Arusa. The final pasuk about Hafara says, these are the laws that Hashem commanded ben ish li ishto ben av lebito, between a man and his wife, between a father and his daughter, benuhurel beis avia, in her youth, in her father's house. Mikan l'nar marasa she'avia ubala mefirin nidareha. From here, from the juxtaposition of the father and husband, we learn about a nara who's an arusa that her father and husband are made for her neder jointly. So the Nar HaMarasa was sitting in a sukkah which had a light-up decoration of the words Ben Ish LeIshto, juxtaposed to the words Ben Av LeBito, and was listening to her chassan say that he does not have the right to cut off half of the neder she made on the tukazesim of food. Which reminds us, the Gemara poses a question, Bal Megas Gais or Makush Kalish? Does a husband, when being made for an Arusa's neder, cut off half of the neder when he's made for, or does he weaken the entire neder? The Gemara expresses a practical outcome of this inquiry. If an Arusa made a neder not to eat two specific kazesim of food, and the husband revoked the neder and she subsequently ate both kazesim, does she receive malchus? If the husband's hafar cuts away half, and the other half remains in full force, then eating the second kazayis, whichever it is, won't incur malchus. But if the husband's hafar halves the strength of the entire neder, then both kazesim remain prohibited, but not with the full force of the original prohibition to incur malchus. So the Nar HaMarasa was sitting in a sukkah which had a light-up decoration of the words Ben Ish LeIshto, juxtaposed to the words Ben Av LeBito, and was listening to her chassan say that he does not have the right to cut off half of the neder she made on the two kazesim of food. When news arrived that her father died and that his right to mefer new nedarim was emptied out to her chassan. Which reminds us, the Gemara presents a proof to the above question by bringing a lengthy brisa about the rules of Nisrokna, literally emptied out, referring to when one party dies and control of Hafara would potentially fall to the other. The first four cases are presented on this daf, and the Gemara's proof will be from the fifth case brought on the next daf. Daf Samach Tes. So the simmer Daf Samach Tes is soot, and we often use a chimney sweep. So here goes. The chimney sweep, that must move on Daf Samach Tes, soot. The chimney sweep who learned that Zafara of his Arusa's daughter's neder from cleaning chimneys was Mikosh Kalish, and he therefore cannot be made for the portion of the chassan who died before hearing of the neder, which reminds us, if a father revoked the vow as of Arusa's daughter and the husband died before hearing of it, according to Beis Shammai, Chozer Avu Mefer Chelko Shalbal, the father repeats and revokes the portion of the husband, but Beis Hillel say that the father cannot revoke the neder. The Gemara explains the Machlokas, thus resolving the inquiry on the previous daf. According to Beis Shammai's Megas Gaius, the first party's hafara cuts away half of the neder, leaving the other half intact. When the husband dies, that half falls to the father's domain, and he can revoke it. According to Beis Hillel, Mikosh Kalish, he weakens the entire neder. This weakened remainder of the neder cannot be transferred to the father's domain at the husband's death, so the father cannot revoke it. So the chimney sweep who learned that his hafara of his arusa's daughter's neder from cleaning chimneys was Mikosh Kalish, and he therefore cannot be made for the portion of the chassan who died before hearing of the neder, wondered if he can seek annulment of his hafara, which reminds us, Rava asked, Yesha Eil Bahakim or Ain Sheil Bahakim? Is there annulment for hakam of a neder or not? Do we say that just as one can seek annulment of a neder from a chacham, he can do the same with his hakama, which is akin to a neder, which would reinstate his ability to revoke the neder that day, or not? Rava continued, if we would conclude that it is possible to annul ha'akama, yesha eila b'hafer or ain sheila b'hafer, is there even annulment for hafara or not? Would it be possible for someone who had already revoked a neder, rendering a void, to annul the hafara and reinstate the neder? So the chimney sweep who learned that his hafara of a Zerusa daughter's neder from cleaning chimneys was Mikosh Kalish, and he therefore could not be made for the portion of the chassan who died before hearing of the neder, wondered if he can seek annulment of his hafara. But the Chacham is busy dealing with the case of one who made a Hakama contingent on a Hafara, which reminds us, the more discusses what if one made a Hakama contingent on a Hafara. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we have a brice about the rules of Nisrokna, literally empty out, referring to when one party dies and control of Hafara would potentially fall to the other? That's on daf Samaches. Good, number 2. Which daf do we learn that the father and husband each have an advantage in hafara? That's on daf Ayin. Good, number 3. Which daf do we learn that a father and chassan both jointly annul the neder of a nar hamarasa? That's on daf Samach Zayin. Good, number 4. Which daf do we learn what is done if one made a hakama contingent on a hafara? That's on daf Samach Tes. Good, number 5. Which stuff we have a question? If one said it is revoked for you tomorrow, do we say he implied that today it would be confirmed and it can no longer be revoked? That's on daf Ayin. Good, number 6. Which stuff we have the incident of Siddiqiyah was seeing Nebuchadnezzar eat a live hare and being made to make a neder not to reveal it? That's on daf Samach Hey. Good, number 7. Which stuff we have what if one explicitly said confirmed for you for an hour and revoked after an hour? That's on daf Ayin. Good, number 8. Which daf do you have the Gemara's question? Does a husband, when being made for an Arusa's neder, cut off half the neder when he's made for, or does he weaken the entire neder? That's on daf Samaches. Good, number 9. Which daf do you have a case regarding a father and a chassan where one was made for the Nar Maras's neder and the other one confirmed it? That's on daf Samach Zayin. Good, and number 10. Which daf do you have a case? One can use a Pesach for his neder based on the covenant of his father and mother? That's on daf Samach Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.